selected the length of your rail, say 8 feet, mm-hmm. and then you split that tree, one chunk of a tree would probably make 15 or 20 rails. Mm-hmm. You split it up into rails, but it was unfinished all right. They were quite rough.
Did you have to make them yourself?
Oh yeah, if you had them, you did. You couldn't buy a rail.
Yeah, did you ever do that?
No, but I have cut cross ties for the railroad. That was a wintertime job. You cut these white oaks, and post oaks was the best material. Mm-hmm. You cut the tree down, and then we had what you called a it was a long line, a string, in other words. And you took this string and it was inked. Well, we didn't actually use ink. We used several different kinds of stain. And you set these strings up to mark the exact size of the tie. Then you took an axe, and we call hewing ties. You cut it all along with a regular axe to flatten the sides of the log, and then you took a broad axe, which had a much wider bit than a normal axe, and you smoothed that surface with the broad axe. And then you cut the tie the length it should be with the cross-cut saw, and what we call peeling it. We got the bark off, and then it was ready for the market.
Did a lot of people do that in sort of a winter?
Right. They did that. And also, when I was a tiny kid, I can just remember, I don't know whether I helped too much or not, my daddy, but he was getting wood for the railway locomotives. Mm-hmm. We cut wood for that. That is a wintertime job.
Oh, for the steam type thing.
Right.
Yeah.
The railroad at that time, this little line that ran up through that community, mm-hmm. burned wood. Of course, they went over to coal after a while. I can just remember when they were burning wood.
Must have really kept some people busy putting all that.
A lot of people.
putting all that fire going.
Well, yeah, and it was hard to keep the fire going in the engine, and it's also plenty hard work getting that wood cut too.
And what about the wire fences? What you kept them up with? Supports?
We just call them fence posts. We cut those ourselves out of the forest.
Gee, it's a never-ending job keeping all this going.
If you're on a farm, there's never a dull day. If it's raining hard, there's always shucking corn and everything to do around the barn and the...
I see that question about what your mother did was a silly one, wasn't it?
She did everything near this to do around the farm. She was just busy as she could be from real early till real late. All the canning and storing and stuff of food. And at that time, you didn't go to the supermarket for things. You grew everything you needed except a little salt and sugar and coffee, a little thing like that. I mean, all your meats, mm-hmm. you grew them, both the beef and the pork. And you canned these vegetables, or you preserved them in a number of ways. You had dried beans. Did you ever hear of those?
Mm-hmm.
We called them leather britches.
Oh, really?
You break the green beans and put them out on a flat place in the sun,
uh-huh.
and let them dry.
Yeah.